Behold, my servant shall act prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. His appearance was marred more than any man, and his figure than the sons of men. According as many were stunned by thee, so shall he splatter many nations. The king shall shut their mouths at him, for they which had not been told shall see, and they which had not heard shall consider. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? For he shall grow before him as a sapling from a dead tree, and as a root out of dry ground, yet no stature nor splendor. And when we shall see him, no appearance that we should delight in him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of anguish and acquainted with grief, and as one whom men hide their faces from, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our rebellions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray, we have sent every one to his own way, and Yahweh laid on him all our iniquity. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep he is dumb before her shearer, so he opened not his mouth. By constraint and by sentence he was taken away, and who of his generation shall declare it? For he was cut off a land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken, and he went to the grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He was grieved, though thou shalt make his soul a sin offering. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will give him a portion with the grace, and he shall divide the transgressors. He bears the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.